Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, congratulations, you morons that voted for Joe Biden. You got bamboozled again. Remember when Joe Biden was running for office and he said he had plans for a small to significant tax hike only for the evil people of America, those making over $400,000? Yeah, guess what? He lied to you. He lied to you to get elected. USA Today even is having to do this now. Fact check it. Fact check. Biden tax plan would raise taxes for those who make more than $400K. And corporations. Now, that fact check is the truth. Yes. In fact, it's going to go much lower than that. Let me just read you Joe Biden's own tweet. His own tweet said, if you make under $400,000, you will not pay a penny more in taxes when I'm president. We now know that's a lie. Joe Biden went on to tweet, the super wealthy and big corporations will finally pay their fair share. And we'll invest that money in working families. We're going to reward work, not wealth. Okay, so he lied to you in the tweet as well. I'm waiting for, you know, them to mark that tweet is not true, right? I'm waiting for them to say that that's an inaccurate tweet and it's a wrong tweet and Joe Biden is lying to you and that this is, you know, something that should shut down his account. Here's another one, another headline for you. Biden's tax hike could hit people earning just $200,000. White House is now being forced to clarify. Meanwhile, other news outlets are writing other headlines saying Biden says he plans a small tax hike for those who are the uber rich. All of what I just read for you is, well, just not true. Joe Biden lied to you. He is going to raise your taxes. I told you that he would. I told you he was lying to you. I told you there was no way it was just going to be people making over $400,000. It's going to be everybody now. And now the White House is having to figure this out, right? They're going to figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to spend this, because they're going to raise significant tax increase. Significant. Biden has promised not to raise taxes on people earning less than $400,000. Even MSNBC now is saying that's not true. Here's what he might push for instead, is how they're spending it, of course. They're saying, well, because of the new coronavirus aid and the way that it happened, he may be forced to increase taxes on others because otherwise we just won't have the money to implement what he says he's going to do. What? White House press secretary had to, quote, clarify, saying it this way. The president remains committed to his pledge from the campaign that nobody making under $400K a year will have their taxes increased. She then had to clarify that, saying, well, the $400,000 threshold applies to families, not individuals. Oh, okay, so let me get this straight. Individuals who make $200,000 could be affected if they are married to someone who earns the same amount, for example. So in other words, you lied. You got busted lying, and now you're trying to fix the lie by saying to the media, please cover for us and say, well, the cumulative number is $400K, so we're still not raising taxes. But if you're an individual that only makes $200,000 and not married, by the way, we're going to screw you. Biden's tax plan, they say, will focus on ensuring that corporations and the uber rich. So now you're uber rich if you make $200,000 in this country. Welcome to Socialism 101. Uber rich, or those making over $200,000 a year individually, will have to pay more, pay their fair share. What does pay your fair share mean? You know, 50% of all tax revenue in this country comes in from the top 1% of wage earners. Is that fair? I would argue that's paying more than your fair share, right? If the top 1% of wage earners in America are responsible for 50% of the total amount of taxes that are collected in this country, I would argue that's paying more than your fair share to the Joe Biden and the socialists out there. They're saying you evil rich people need to pay more. New taxes, they say, on wealthy could help pay for infrastructure and other priorities. That's why we need this. Biden can stick to that $400,000 campaign promise as long as he splits it up as $200,000 per earner. In other words, he's lying again. So how bad is this plan? Well, Biden's tax plan, from what we've seen, calls for raising the top tax rate to 40%, or to be exact, 39.6%. Those who earn more than $400,000 as a family will get nailed at 40%. He also wants to cap itemized deductions at 28% for people earning above that same threshold, meaning we're going to nail you if you're successful in any capacity in this country. Welcome to Socialism 101. Take from those that make too much, or you believe that make too much, and you make them pay for everybody else's crap because they're not making as much. This is socialism. One less probable change this year, according to those who are in the knowledge, would be Biden's proposal to apply payroll taxes to those earning more than $400,000 in order to help shore up Social Security. Workers pay this tax up to $142,800 of their wages in 2021. The change would create what's called a donut hole, whereby wages between $142,000 to $400,000 would not be taxed. The gap would eventually close at this as the Social Security payroll tax goes up each year. So he's just going to screw anybody that makes any type of money in this country. So when he ran and he told you, I'm not going to raise your taxes, he was lying to you. Now, I'm going to get back to this in a minute because there's also another problem that we're seeing here, and this has nothing to do with taxes. It has to do everything with the cognitive functioning of Joe Biden as a person, and people now should be extremely concerned. It happened again. Joe Biden, in a speech, offered updates on an update on the vaccine progress, his words, not mine, in the U.S. And he did it again. He referred to his vice president as the president. Now, this doesn't happen. Go back and look. You won't find a bunch of videos of Obama referring to Joe Biden as the president. You won't find George Bush referring to, for example, Dick Cheney as the president. You won't find video of Bill Clinton referring to Al Gore as the president. You won't find it because it's not an oops you make unless something's wrong, especially when you make it over and over again. And I'll give any, I'm not a petty guy when it comes to stuff. If you make a mistake once, fine. But when you make a mistake over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, over and over and over and over again, come on. Or to quote Joe Biden, come on, man. Take a listen to the newest gasp, another gasp by Joe Biden. Take a listen to this just from yesterday.
Now, when President Harris and I took a virtual tour of a vaccination center in Arizona not long ago, one of the nurses on that on that tour.
It's amazing. You got to know his staff is like, come on, man. Like you got to think they're sitting there just banging their head against the wall saying, are you again? Like, is this happening again? It's happening all the time. You're not a conspiracy theorist if you think this guy is deteriorating right before your very eyes. His mental capacity, clearly something's not right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into it right. as you grow up and you work with other actors. You realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Something's not right with the way that he's acting. You've got a president announcing the administration is going to achieve its goal of 100 million vaccines administered in 100 days on Friday, the 58th day of his new administration. And at this point, Biden said, quote, 65 of the people aged 65 and older have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The president has made a lot of gaffes. That's one of them. Apparently, that data is also wrong. But what he keeps doing is just a basic issue here, a basic problem. He doesn't remember who the president is, and it's him. And he's reading from a teleprompter, and he still keeps referring to his vice president as the president. In December, he mistakenly referred to Harris as president-elect. Also during a speech on COVID-19 vaccines. Take a listen to this.
I hope the president will
clearly and unambiguously urge all Americans to take the vaccine once it's available. I took it to instill public confidence in the vaccine. President-elect Harris took it, took hers today for the same reason.
President-elect Harris? She's not the president-elect. Now, the comments ignited speculation of a cognitive decline from people, and I was like, hold on, you can make an oops, a mistake, and that was back then. But it keeps happening, folks. You know, he had a campaign where he was repeatedly appeared to lose his train of thought, to be tongue-tied. He used his outs, which were the come on, man, when he got irritated. And even Harris dubbed herself commander-in-chief. She said this at a virtual roundtable back in September. Take a listen.
We need to make sure you have a president in the White House who actually sees you, who understands your needs, who understands the dignity of your work, and who has your back. A Harris administration together with Joe Biden as the president of the United States, the Biden-Harris administration.
I mean, who is running this country? You got to wonder at this point, and it's not, it's a fair question to ask. Don't forget, in a Democratic debate back in July of last year, Biden called his opponent, Senator Cory Booker, the president. While criticizing Booker's criminal justice plan, he said, quote, the fact is that the bills that the president, excuse me, the future president, that the senator is talking about are bills that were passed years ago, and they were passed overwhelmingly. So he refers to him as the future president, wait, the president, wait, a senator. Which one is it? Booker then responded, well, first of all, I'm grateful that he's endorsed my presidency already. Now, at first, I thought this was petty. I really didn't. I've said that before. But this is no longer like petty. This is real. You got a guy that won't do press conferences. You got a guy that only speaks from a script. You got a guy that keeps referring to his vice president as the president. And you got a vice president that's referred to herself as a president. And you got a guy during debates that referred to Cory Booker as a president, then the president-elect, then the future president, then said maybe he's a senator. There's a certain point where you have to look and say, what is going on here and who's running the country? And it's a guy that shouldn't have these screw-ups based on the fact that he's not really talking out in public. He's speaking from prepared remarks and a teleprompter. It's a teleprompter, folks, a teleprompter. A teleprompter. How hard is it? It's not hard. It's pretty easy. So if you want to know why Joe Biden keeps calling Kamala Harris President Harris, I don't know, because it doesn't make him look good, right? These are obviously gaffes that make you look bad. I don't think he's doing it. And there's conspiracy theories out there like, oh, he's letting people know she's the president. They're getting people ready for him to resign. I don't believe any of that, okay? I don't. I don't believe that for a moment. This undermines his presidency. This undermines him as a person. This is not something you want to happen. This is not a good thing. Okay, this is bad for his administration. And it's not like Harris is doing it to undermine him or to get you out, you know, for the idea like she's, you know, going for the job or whatever you want to call it. It's not that either. This is clearly a guy that's not someone that you need to be running the country right now. You know, you go back to what happened with Putin just a few days ago when he's in this interview and he's like, yeah, he's a killer, right? Taking the bait. It doesn't accomplish anything for him to say that. Whether you believe it or not, all it does is put you into Cold War mentality. It's a dumb political move that he would have known years ago. You don't make that political move. Hell, it's a move that even Donald Trump understood was a pointless move. If you believe a guy's a killer, that's fine. Believe it, but you don't have to go out there and beat your chest and ratchet things up in a Cold War mentality with Vladimir Putin. These are missteps that Biden, back in his glory days, would have never made. Biden would have never called Putin a killer back in the day. He would not have, and he didn't. Go look at the record. There's no way that Biden would make these types of gaffes on a normal basis. day. Something has changed. Something is different. Same reason why he seems confusing and why he won't do a press conference. It's the same exact thing. He's confused up there. He doesn't know what's going on. He's having to read it. He's not doing well when he has these any type of interview, even if it's with a friendly. Even the friendly ones that are interviewing him, he's taking the bait. And everybody knows it. I've talked to Democrats. They know it too. They are now concerned. They're concerned that the President of the United States of America doesn't really know what's going on. That he's not really in control. And that should concern everybody from a national security standpoint. You know, the articles about him going to bed early and enjoying the fireplace and playing Mario Kart with his kids, that's what grandparents do. There's nothing wrong with that. It's also what you do when you're retired, not when you're running the United States of America, the most powerful country in the world. The majority of people my age, right, I'm 39, you start to see the decline slowly of your parents, and it sucks. And it's little things that happen. I talk about my friends, like they tell you a story, and they tell you the same story, like it's a new story they've never told you before, and you're like, okay, this is new. But it's very little things. But they don't do big. These are the big warnings, right? These aren't little warnings from Biden. These are the big ones. These are the significant ones. These are the ones that make you nervous. You're like, okay, something's up. Something's not right. Something's up. Just look at all of the things that Joe Biden is not leading on that are significant to his administration. Look at what Nancy Pelosi said and look at what the House did that Joe Biden was not involved in. If it's your policy, you would be out there talking about it, and Joe Biden's not. He keeps giving off the big things to other people around him. And the question is why? Because they don't trust him to go out in public and sell it? That's what I'm guessing. Speaker Pelosi, speaking from the floor of the House, said about illegal immigrants in this country.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. They are true and legitimate heirs. These dreamers are as our founders. And that's why they need to get amnesty. You've got Democrats voting on amnesty, and the president of the United States of America is nowhere to be seen, which this is one of those issues, by the way, you would want Joe Biden out there on. So why is it that every other Democrat is leading and taking the credit and getting in front of the cameras, except for Joe Biden, on these major policy initiatives that he's not afraid of, right? It's not like he's trying to run away from this, going, hey, guys, you do this. I don't want to be a part of it. These are the moments that as a socialist, as a liberal like Joe Biden is, you would want to get the credit. You'd want to be out there on the stage. You'd want to be having press conferences about this. You would want to be talking about these issues. And they're protecting him from the press, not because of what he's about to say. I'm talking about the policies. Because the media is in favor of amnesty for all these illegal immigrants. They're just protecting him from being out in public. In many ways, the same way that Nancy Reagan protected Ronald Reagan after they knew he had Alzheimer's. She didn't want people to remember him with gaffes, right? She wanted to protect him from the public so that they remembered him for who he was. It's almost like the media is now doing the exact same thing. They're like, oh, and his team around him, oh, don't put Joe out there. We don't want people to remember him as being this gaffe-filled guy that doesn't know what's going on, doesn't know who the president is, doesn't know what he's actually working on right now. So instead, we'll have everybody else do the job of the presidency. We'll have Nancy Pelosi do the job of rolling out this legislation that clearly the president would take the lead on, but he's not. So here is Pelosi talking about this instead of Joe Biden.
This legislation is protecting Dreamers and TPS and DED recipients, honors the truth that immigrants are the constant reinvigoration of our country. When they come here with their hopes and dreams and aspirations, these parents bringing their children, their hopes and dreams and aspirations for a better future for their children, that courage, that determination, those aspirations are American traits, and they all make America more American with all of that. Indeed, they are true and legitimate heirs, these dreamers are, of our founders. E pluribus unum from many one. We talk about that all the time. So
Nancy Pelosi here is putting out a massive policy. We're giving amnesty to all these dreamers. That is a press conference Joe Biden should be having. When you're out there talking about tax policy, you should be the guy out there selling it. They're protecting Joe from the public. And it's not because of a scandal, right? This is not a scandal. This is just protecting him from speaking to the public. Stuart Varney was on Fox Business Channel, and he brought up the point that this is not the first time this has happened, which is what I mentioned to you earlier, but this is a real now issue.
Did you catch this from the president? Watch it again.
President Harris and I... President Harris and I took a virtual tour of a vaccination center in Arizona.
Okay, we got the message. That is not the first time he has made that mistake.
He's right. Can you imagine if Donald Trump was acting this way when he was the president, calling Mike Pence the president? Can you imagine? People would be losing their minds, folks. And also afterwards, you can hear like it's like a slurring of words. I'm not being mean when I say this, okay? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be petty here. But if you're really in charge right now, then you need to act like it. If you're the president of the United States of America and you want to be the most powerful man in the world, then you better be in charge of the country. But he's not right now. Everybody else is doing the work of Joe Biden. You know, you talk to the talk about schools, for example. I'll give you another example of where Joe Biden should be out doing this interview. This morning on Morning Joe, Friendly Place, MSNBC, Biden sent his COVID advisor out to talk about not opening schools up due to the new variant of COVID-19. Now, again, this is a conversation that the president of the United States of America should be having with the press. And MSNBC is not a scary place for him to be. It's a safe place. Yet he's not doing the interview. Instead, he's sending out his advisor to do the interview. This is an interview that Joe Biden should be doing. But instead, he sends out his advisor to a safe network, MSNBC, to say what the president should be saying himself.
Dr. Osterholm, as you know well, I'm sure you're asked about it every day, parental outrage is boiling over about what's going on with schools and the fact that so many kids either aren't in school at all or they're remote or they're part of the time on a staggered schedule. Where are you on schools right now? After a year of this, some kids have lost touch with their schools. We haven't heard from them in a year or so. Some kids don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have iPads. We know the damage that that is doing, the toll that that will take on their lives. Should schools be open? There's been some talk that the CDC may come out as soon as today and announce that the distance actually only needs to be 3 feet between people and not six yeah. feet. That would have an impact on schools. Where are you on our schools right now?
Well, first of all, let me start out as a grandfather of five school-aged children. I obviously understand more than you can know how important it is to have kids in school.
By the way, isn't that exactly what Joe Biden should be saying? Like, hey, as a grandfather, I understand how important it is for kids to be in school. This is the interview that the president does, not the advisor. The advisor is supposed to advise the president. The president's the one supposed to tell the policy of the American people. I didn't vote for this advisor. I voted for the president. Yet here we are hearing about this from the advisor, not the president of the United States of America. But the reason why is because, again, they're protecting him. There was this ABC News exclusive with George Stephanopoulos, right? Another safe person. And he did this one-on-one interview with the president. And he did this interview, and it says, and the president came out and was talking about these migrants coming into America and immigration, the problem with everything else. And Joe Biden responded with this, which made no sense in the context of the conversation he is having with ABC News.
A lot of the migrants coming in saying they're coming in because you promised to make things better. It seems to be getting worse by the day. Was it a mistake not to anticipate this surge?
Well, first of all, there was a surge the last 2 years and 19 and 20, there was a surge as well.
This one might be worse.
No, well, it could be, but here's the deal. We're sending back people to, first of all, the idea that Joe Biden said come, because I heard the other day that they're coming because they know I'm a nice guy and I won't do
they're
what
Trump
did.
They're saying this.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. They're not.
Do you have to say quite clearly, don't come?
Yes, I can say quite clearly, don't come. And what we're in the process of getting set up, don't leave your town or city or community.
Even George Stephanopoulos is like, wait, dude, who's saying this? What are you making up here? What you just said doesn't make any sense at all. Joe Biden, quote, the idea that Joe Biden said come, I heard that the other day, and they're coming because, you know, I'm a nice guy. Stephanopoulos like, they're saying this? Who's saying this? I haven't heard any of these people coming across the border like, man, I'm going to America because Joe Biden's a nice guy. Biden, yeah. Well, here's the deal. They're not. They're not? What is the they're not to? This doesn't make sense. What he just said there literally doesn't make any sense. It's gibberish. No one is saying that they're coming to America and bringing in this country because Joe Biden's a nice guy. George Stephanopoulos knows that. That's why he said they're saying this. And then Biden says, yeah, well, here's the deal. They're not. They're not what? Like that's not a complete sentence to an answer to the question that you just said, the statement that you just said. None of this makes sense. Didn't make sense to call Putin a killer. Explain to people what you're doing on immigration. It doesn't make sense that you can't explain tax reform. It doesn't make sense that Nancy Pelosi is out there saying what you should be saying about the Dreamers and migrant children, saying they're the true and legitimate heirs to our founders, which is not, we'll say that for another show. But it doesn't make sense that you're not out there spearheading all of these initiatives unless you can't do it because you can't put together thoughts. And I think that's the real problem here. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm being honest now. There are too many things that he's not a part of. All of these things are things the president is the one to talk about, and he's not doing it. So is it fair now to be asking the question about the cognitive minds of the president of the United States of America? Yes. When he keeps referring to his vice president as the president, when he can't explain basic ideas, when he can't even deal with the basic issue of immigration reform, and he says people are coming here because he's a nice guy. He heard that the other day, which no one said that. It's nowhere to be found. An illegal immigrant didn't pick up the phone and call Joe Biden, the White House, and go, hey, Joe, I want you to know the reason why I broke into America is because you're a nice guy. That's something that's literally made up that makes no sense at all. So you're not being mean if you're asking questions now, because I am. All right, quick reminder. Please screenshot this right now. Share it with your family and friends. Let them know that you're listening to this podcast. We've been kicked off Facebook, and without you guys sharing this podcast with your family and friends, no one else will find out about it. Please write a review of this podcast as well. It'll make a huge difference in the charts. Reviews matter so much in how people find our podcast. So write a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you for sharing this with your family and friends, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.